Time to get money wise with Scott Quinlan from Solus Financial. We talk about how you can grow your wealth, and we provide information that is general advice only, as you'd expect. It doesn't take into account your individual objectives, financial situations, or needs. Good morning. Good to see you again, Scott.
Good morning, Chris. I thought this morning we could talk about investing through superannuation.
Yes, indeed, that old chestnut, and it's a complicated chestnut at that. Do you mean the level of risk we're prepared to sign up for? For example, I know balance funds are the default, but there's a lot more to it.
Yeah, balance funds generally have about 60% in shares and about 40% in cash, fixed interest, term deposits, things like that. That level of risk, or the, you know, whether you take a higher amount of risk than a balance fund or a lower amount, really depends on your risk profile and what level of comfort, or can you sleep at night seeing how much the market moves up and down, or the balance moves up and down.
Okay, so confidence in what you're doing is important, but I've always wanted to ask a finance expert, does it make that much difference? Do you make that much more money if you go higher risk?
In the long term, generally, yes. But you have to be able to stomach the ups and downs. If you're having sleepless nights because your portfolio has dropped 10% with a higher risk level, it's likely that you'll do something silly like sell when the market is low and then be stuck and be forced to buy in when the market's high again. A little bit of a double whammy. So yes, generally long term, you know, higher risk and long term is better, but not if you can't handle the ups and downs.
Should we be more involved in our own super, like managing it and changing the investment mix ourselves?
It's probably a big problem that I see is people changing their super too often. They generate buy-sell spreads, transaction fees, capital gains tax in there, and generally for very little extra positive outcome on it.
So for most of us, set and forget.
Yeah, or look at it every 5 years or if something changes in your life.
We've been getting Money Wise with Scott Quinlan from Solus Financial. If you'd like to find out more, you can contact Scott and his team at station sponsor Solus Financial. That's SOLACE Financial.com.au.